Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your high five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Chagask has a new suggestion that farmers rent out parcels of their land which others can use as allotments. The farmer and journalist Mairead Lavery has a view on this afternoon, Mairead.
Good afternoon, Sean. Long time no hear.
Is this a practical idea, do you think?
Well, I mean, there's allotments all over the country. Every county probably has them at this stage. A lot of them are done in association with groups and in association with local authorities. From a farmer's point of view, yeah, Barry Caston is the guy. He's the specialist on energy and rural development with Chagask. And he's suggesting that farmers should go down the route as well. But, you know, it's not as simple as putting a note on your gate, you know, do you fancy an allotment? There's a lot kind of that has to come into play, you know, like parking, water, toilet facilities, all that sort of stuff has to be done. But to be fair, it is the government policy to identify suitable sites. And if anybody wants to know how to manage and run a superb allotment, they should log on to the Enniscorthy Community Allotments.ie. This allotment was set up, I think, in early 2001, in the middle of the whole COVID thing. And Michael Devereaux was the man behind it, along with another team of people. And he was a retired secondary school teacher. And he wanted to kind of do something for the community. And there was this bit of land that was vacant, belonging to the local development company, or the local authority, rather. And in the 3 years since it's been set up, it has won numerous awards. It has expanded beyond, you know, measure. There's 65 allotment plots there, and there's about 100 spaces in total. And there's also a polytunnel, and they have a geodome. I mean, this crowd are really serious about their allotment. A geodome, for if you don't know, if you the Eden Project in England, where there's this lovely kind of glass dome, and they run courses there, and they have kids events and, you know, everything like talks and all that as part of it. And one of the nice things about it as well is they have allotments set aside for social and community groups, and also for different nationals from different countries, and they can kind of come together at the allotment. There's 16 of those slots, and there's also slots for the Ukrainian population that are now in Enniscorthy. So it's a real success story in the space of 4 years, and has won so many awards for the work it's been doing.
Okay.
So it's, whether you're a farmer or a community group or whatever, you should really look at what excellence is when it comes to allotments and what can be achieved. And if you saw them, I was looking at the website this morning, and looking down at the allotments from a drone, obviously, they're so neat. Like, so many of them are on raised beds as well. Now, a raised bed means it's nothing to do now with pillows and cushions, but it's a raised bed is, you know, where it suits maybe people who need wheelchair access, all of that sort of stuff. Also has a sensory garden there. And talking about sensory gardens, the Delta Sensory Gardens are just up the road in Carlow. And again, this is kind of a community effort also, but with a lot of volunteers. And they're very much into the sensory gardens, and they have excellent facilities there. And again, an awful lot of people who want to be with the outdoors, who want to be involved in vegetables or fruit or, you know, or just doing a garden, they can help out there as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, for people, look up your local authority and ask them about where their allotments are, because it is now government policy to identify the suitable sites. And, you know, if you get a good committee, as they say, involved, who are driven by something like this, what can be achieved in a matter of 2 or 3 years is amazing.
But for your average farmer, Mairéad, is this a practical option for them? Because it sounds like there's a bit of an outlay involved if you were to do it.
Yeah, well, you can't kind of turn up and pull into a field and, you know, take out a plot 15 feet by 15 feet or 30 feet or whatever the thing is. For to do it right, there is, yes, you would have to invest in it up front. In terms of, you know, you couldn't have people walking around in muddy fields. So, you know, it all has to be hardcore. And then the individual plots marked out, and fencing would be necessary, and water would be essential. And, you know, fairly strict contracts between the potential allotment, you know, participants and the owner of the land as well. All of that would have to kind of come into to a point.
Yeah.
But saying that, there's generally a waiting time for to get involved in an allotment, you know, and you can't kind of just get an allotment and turn up for 2 Saturdays in April and then forget about it for the rest of the summer. You won't have your allotment very long if you do that, because it'll be passed on to someone who's mm-hmm. waiting to take on the job. But, no, you know, if you're near a town, like, I mean, if you're out in the middle of the country, now, I think there's one in Dublin there, near not Rathcoole, Newcastle to Lucan Road. There's one there on a farm, but just look it up online and you'll see what the options are. And from a farmer's point of view, you know, they want to make sure, you know, that they like people and they like people in around their place, and you know, but it's not simple. It's not a matter of, you know, we set up an allotment and off we go. You know, there's a lot to be taken into account.
Yeah, indeed. Mairéad, we have to leave it there. Thanks, Amelia, and lovely to talk to you again. That was the journalist and farmer there, Mairéad Lavery.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com. High Five Casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.